From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday at the White House for talks aimed at strengthening security and economic ties.
As the world's two largest democracies and countries with strong bonds between our peoples, our businesses, our scientific and educational communities, it's natural that the United States and India have deepened and broadened our partnership across a whole range of issues.
The two discussed strategies for implementing the Global Climate Change Agreement reached last year in Paris. The European Union unveiled plans Tuesday for sealing agreements with African and Middle Eastern countries in another effort to curb migration to Europe. The so-called compacts would consist of making EU development aid and trade ties with certain countries conditional on their cooperation in persuading refugees to stay closer to home and discouraging them from looking for jobs in Europe. Frans Timmerman is the European Commission Vice President.
Today we propose a new partnership framework for across-the-board cooperation on migration with third countries. And we're asking you, European Parliament, European Council, Member States, and the European Investment Bank to give it the full backing.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice has ruled that the European Union countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free zone. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Torun. It's part of a big exercise being done in the country. This is VOA News.